The Center for Climate Integrity report looks specifically at the cost for hardening shorelines with riprap or berms to safeguard communities vulnerable to chronic flooding over the next 20 years. Skip Stiles of Wetland Watch in Norfolk worked on the report.
It's a black and white simplistic approach to try to get some estimate of cost. Finding public infrastructure, non-military infrastructure that was going to be inundated, and then saying, all right, let's put a simple berm around that infrastructure, and not a 100-year flood wall, not a FEMA-approved flood wall, but just a simple berm to protect against what they call a one-year flood.
And it's not just coastal cities we often hear about, like Virginia Beach and Hampton. Virginia's Eastern Shore and Northern Neck on the Chesapeake Bay are listed among the top 10 counties that will incur billions of dollars to safeguard businesses, homes, and roads. Accomack County, which includes Tangier Island, is listed as having the highest cost at $4.9 billion, while Northumberland County was listed second at $2.3 billion, compared to Virginia Beach at $1.7 billion. From the Northern Neck of Virginia, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.